It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Academy of Ancient Music says music director Richard Egarr will step down after the 21-22 season, after 15 years in the post. Egarr's time at the helm of the Period Instrument Orchestra has been well documented on AAM's own label, whose releases have included both Bach Passions and a disc of Bach's orchestral suites. I have been extremely lucky to carry on Christopher Hogwood's groundbreaking work with these colleagues and friends during my time with the organization, said Egarr. I know that AAM will continue making important musical advances and developments in the field, as it always has. I'm so proud to have been a part of its extraordinary history and hope to continue to be some part of it after my official departure. Philadelphia Orchestra is adding more female composers and artists to its season, partially in response to national criticism for assembling a 2018-2019 season without a single work by a female composer. The orchestra Wednesday said they were revising their season schedule, including two works by female composers and more female guest artists also shown up on the roster. Critics piled on when the orchestra announced its 119th season in January with not a single work by a female composer. The lineup struck many as particularly tone-deaf when institutions are reassessing contributions from and slights to women in all sectors. It seemed uncharacteristic of an ensemble with a historic track record of opportunity for women, and the orchestra called it an oversight. In November, the orchestra gives the U.S. premiere of Perspectives by Canadian composer Stacey Brown, and then in June, Masquerade by London-born Anna Klein. There's also an appearance by the Estonian conductor Anu Tali, who will lead musicians in the orchestra in a work called Songs of Wars I've Seen, with text by Gertrude Stein. Orchestra has a long history with female composers, conductors, and soloists, and it maintains a long-standing relationship with the Philadelphia-based composer Jennifer Higdon. We acknowledge that there is still a great imbalance, including two composers. It doesn't address what is a much larger conversation about the subject. At the same time, it's certainly more productive than ignoring the conversation, so we wanted to address that through some revisions. When it's pointed out, we are right to be responsive. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.